Some people believe that they don't need to be baptized because one thief on the cross wasn't baptized yet his sins were forgiven. They need to strip their own beliefs and look at what the Bible says. With the situation of the thief, we need to look at the before and after picture, before Jesus died and after Jesus died. Then we need to take in the truth from it. The story of the thief and the conversation on the cross can be found in Luke 23, verses 39 to 43. Now, before Christ died, the old law was still in effect. In Galatians 4:4, we can see that even Christ, while he was still alive, was under the old law. In Hebrews 9:16, we see that the new law was being compared to a will, and a will is only established once death has occurred. But death had not occurred yet when Jesus and the thief talked. The old law wasn't a perfect law. Hebrews 7:18 calls it weak and useless because it didn't truly take away sin. Hebrews 10:4 says that for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Also, before Christ died, Christ had the authority to forgive sins on earth. In Matthew 9:6, Jesus says, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." He also had done it before during his ministry. Two examples are, one is found in Mark 2, talking about the paralytic that was lowered down from the roof by men. And because of the men's faith, Jesus forgave the sins of the paralytic, and he arose and walked. Also in Luke 7:36 through 50, we see that Jesus was invited into a Pharisee's house named Simon and was able to eat dinner. And there was a woman there, and she saw him there, and she wept and washed his feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair and kissed his feet and anointed them with fragrance. In verse 48, we see that her sins were forgiven. And in verse 50, Jesus tells us it was because of her faith. Also, we can't prove that the thief wasn't baptized before. He could have been baptized in John's baptism. In Mark 1:3-5, it shows that John went through all Judea and all Jerusalem, baptizing people in the baptism or preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. But we also must understand that John's baptism was temporary and terminated once the death of Christ had occurred. Also, since John's baptism was for the remission of sins, it made it essential for salvation to whomever it was preached to. Now, what happened after Jesus died? After Jesus died, the old law was fulfilled. Matthew 5:17 says, Jesus spoke, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Jesus going to the cross fulfilled the requirement of the old law as stated in Romans 8:4. Also, after Jesus died, the new law was established. Hebrews 9:15-17 shows that the new law only came into effect after death had occurred. Also, the new law is called the law of Christ. Hebrews 10:9 shows that he does away with the first in order to establish the second. Christ has set us free from the old law, as found in Romans 8:2. "For the law of the Spirit of life," meaning the new law, "has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death." Also, the new law is perfect and better. The old law was weak and imperfect, but in James 1:25, the new law is called the perfect law. It provided a way for there to be true remissions of sins. Christ was the perfect sacrifice. He was sinless. Hebrews 10:14 shows, "For by a single offering, he has made it perfect for all time, for those to be sanctified." Now, what can we learn? We can learn that Jesus has the authority to tell us how to get saved. He had it before and after the cross. Matthew 28:18 shows that Jesus has all authority in heaven and earth. Also in that same passage, he tells us how to be saved. In verse 19 says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Jesus said it, that settles it. Baptism is essential for salvation. Throughout Scripture, we can see, like in Mark 16:16 and 1 Peter 3:25, you need to be baptized to be saved. The people that use the thief as an example to not get baptized, they are neglecting their duty to what the Scriptures say. They're also trying to twist the Scriptures into what they believe so that their beliefs will be justified. But God gives them warning. In Revelation 22, 18 through 19 says, "Do not add to nor take away from the Bible." The Bible is simple to understand if you go into it with an open mind. 2 Timothy 2, 15 says to handle it right and to be diligent in study to show yourself approved to God. While studying the Bible, you need to keep it in context. Look what happened before and after it. God tells us that we will know and understand the Bible. John 8, 32 says, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." God wouldn't make something that he says we will know and understand ununderstandable, because that would make God a liar, and God cannot lie, as stated in Titus 1, 2. We can't keep making excuses for ourselves. People just don't dismiss the truths and facts found in the real world. But then what makes it okay for them to do it for what the Bible says, the ultimate truth teller? We need to look at the whole picture, not just pick and choose what to believe. Remember, the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction as they do the other scriptures, says 2 Peter 3:16. Go into the Bible with an open mind and find it out for yourself, but keep it in context and handle it right. No more excuses. Remember, if God said it, that settles it.